All right, if there's a little bit of tension in the house right now because everyone's obviously in very tight quarters, you are definitely not alone. Once again, we've reached out to our friend psychotherapist Lisa Brookman. She is also co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. She's going to give us some tips on making the best of this situation. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Lisa, I know you've been really busy with Skype sessions and Zoom sessions with your clients.
Yes, work has been unbelievably busy. People are really stressed and they seem to really need a lot of support right now.
Right. So we really appreciate you taking the time out to offer us some advice and to help us out here a little bit as well. And you said that sort of as this has been going on, as COVID-19 continues to develop and the world continues to change, so do people's concerns and worries and anxiety surrounding it, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. There's really been a shift, especially since even I speaking to you guys last week. I think the beginning people were, there was almost like an excitement of like, we'll be together, we're going to be a family, 2 weeks, it's not so bad. But now that we see that things are being prolonged and this could go on for weeks and months, I think there's been a shift in the thinking of, okay, we're self-isolating, but this is difficult to manage being this whole group of people at home. And I think it's causing a little bit of anxiety and friction within families.
And it's also causing fear of the unknown, like how long is this going to go?
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting. Almost every client that I'm speaking to is asking me these questions. How long will this go on for? What do you think will be the end? And it's really hard. None of us have these answers and it's so unknown. So I think people are really, you know, it's causing a lot of anxiety. People just don't know when things will get back on track.
Okay. So with so much sort of looming ahead that we can't answer, that nobody has the answers to, that we are unsure of, how important is a structure in our day-to-day lives?
You know what? It's very, very important. And not an overstructure where, you know, from early in the morning until late at night, you have activities put in.
Right.
But to kind of know when you're going to be doing work, when your kids are doing schoolwork, when you're going to have movie time. I think if you create a structure with a combination of, you know, things that need to be done and then fun and exciting things, it just allows people to kind of know what to expect. And then they can have something to look forward to as well. So structure is very important.
Yeah, as is, I guess, in every healthy relationship, time apart. But it's impossible these days.
It's impossible. But I think setting limits and boundaries with your loved ones and letting them know that, yes, spending quality time to you is very, very important and crucial at this time. Having some space to yourself, having some time to go and meditate, to take a time out, to do some journaling or to reflect on what you're grateful for. These are all things that are important. And if you practice that, it allow you to give more quality to the people around you when you come back as a group.
But your spouse needs to understand that. It's not like, I don't want to be with you right now, right?
Exactly. It's I want to be with you, but if you want me to be the best version of myself, I need to take some time to ground myself, to get back on my feet, and then I'll have more to give you. So it's really crucial that people set those boundaries and they set limits with the people around them.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. And as important as that is, so is social contact outside of our homes and our families is right as well. Speaking to other people, obviously on the phone or through video chat.
Exactly. I mean, I think as a community, as a society, we are very social. We love our friends. We love hanging out with other people. I think that virtual late lunch dates with a friend, virtual psycho sets with your colleagues, taking some time and having contact with people outside of the home, I think it will, again, allow you to get some space and set some boundaries, but it'll give you a sense of excitement and another dimension. And then you'll go back and you'll be with your family and you'll have the best of both worlds. I think people are so set on focusing on the people in their home that they're forgetting about the social interaction outside the home. So I think they should make that a priority as well.
All right. How to cope with self-isolation when you're with your whole family. It's not exactly self-isolation at that point. It's family isolation. So we've got our friend Lisa Brookman. She's a psychotherapist and the co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center joining us. And if you're having a little bit of difficulty coping with isolating with your entire family, if there are some challenging moments, you are definitely not alone. And she's been helping us with that this morning. And we'll get this up online for you at thebeat925.ca. It is very important right now, Lisa, though, that we remember to treat each other with kindness, especially the people that we're spending so much time with, right?
We're not used to being all under the same roof for such a long, prolonged period of time. But I think the way you deliver your message to your loved one needs to be done with respect and with kindness, because if you're just arguing and yelling at each other, it creates a very, very unharmonious dynamic in the home, which is going to make it difficult, especially because this is going to go on for a while.
So Lisa, I'm part of a volunteer group that's checking in on seniors weekly, and I've been calling this older gentleman, and for the first couple of weeks, he was good, he was fine, and I spoke to him yesterday, and I'm like, how are things going? He's like, I'm not good. And I said, what's wrong? He's like, it just feels like this is never going to end. And I there's no end in sight. I'm not myself anymore.
You know, it breaks my heart to hear those comments, especially with elderly people who might be a little bit more isolated. I think giving like the message of hope and allowing people to know that it is terrible what we're going through, but there is absolutely a light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's just about shifting our mindset and reminding ourselves that we are going to get through this as a community.
And I know for me, at least, I mean, it's easy for the mind to wander, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when we're home and there's not a lot of distractions. I find doing FaceTime calls with them so impactful. Mm-hmm. I know that when I call my mother now, we only do it through FaceTime, yeah. And her just seeing my kids' faces, and, you know, I show her around the house and I show her the dogs. It just gives her a little bit more of a positive outlook. So if you can change phone calls to a way where people can actually see your face,
yes,
the interaction is huge.
I agree. Now, before we wrap it up, and we're going to get all these tips online for you at thebeat925.ca and on our Facebook page as well. But Lisa, curious to know how someone might know whether or not they are struggling right now with their mental health.
So it's so interesting that you asked this question. And I just had this discussion with my husband last night. When you're usually struggling with something, everyone is not struggling with exactly the same issue that you are.
Right.
But right now, it's really hard for people to support other people because we're all going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard for you to turn to your spouse or to your colleague because they might be experiencing some stress or some anxiety or sadness. So it's hard for us to support each other right now. If you feel like you're very stuck, if you feel like your day is more negative than positive, if you feel like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that could be a sign that this is, you know, maybe having more of an emotional impact on you than you thought it would. Talking to people, going online, watching social media or TV shows that make you smile and laugh are a really, really good distraction.
Yeah.
Doing exercise, being active. There's so many online free groups that you can join now. That's also really good for your mental health. And if you're having really bad feelings and you just can't get out of it, that would be a really good time to reach out to a therapist. I know so many of my colleagues and my clinic and other clinics in the city are doing Zoom sessions and phone sessions. So we're making that service really accessible. So if you're stuck and you just can't move forward, reaching out to someone and having an outlet is really helpful.
Quick tip to parents to look out for different signs in their kids' behavior.
Bad dreams, nightmares. You know, if you see a change in their eating habits, if you find that they're more cheerful or withdrawn, that could be a sign that they might be, you know, struggling with some anxiety or depression through this. Letting them know that they can come to us if they need to vent or talk or they're uncomfortable is really important. Just to keep an eye and make sure that they're kind of flowing through life, not as burdened as the adults are.
Lisa, thank you so much for sharing your gift with all of us throughout all of this. We'll chat with you again next week.
Anytime. I'm here for you guys if you need me.
Okay, thank you. That's Lisa Brookman, psychotherapist and co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. We love you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, guys.
Absolutely. All right, we're chatting with Lisa Brookman, psychotherapist. Lisa, are you able to hang around for just a few more minutes? We're going to get into some music and come back, and we want to chat with you a little bit more, including how we know whether or not we're struggling right now. That's not easy for everyone to recognize and identify.
Of course, I'm here for you guys.
Okay.